This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. A new survey of younger consumers shows they want a return of touch, physical, tactile connections to the brands they use. That report comes from Quad and the Harris Poll. Let's talk now to Chief Marketing Officer at Quad, Josh Golden. He works with marketers around the world. Good morning, and thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much, Megan. I'm just so excited to have my first big radio interview and talk about this research.
Well, I think this is so fascinating because I have two teenagers in my home. So I watch how they work their digital lives and then how they interact with brands. I'm curious for you, what led you to look at this?
Well, it's funny. I had a similar interaction. I have a 16 and a 17-year-old, so our kids are similar ages. And I guess I started seeing them, you know, flip through magazines and catalogs at home. And as a Quad, it has its history in manufacturing and in print, and more recently moved into the marketing services business. I was fascinated by the fact that they were engaging with that. And then more recently, my daughter had her 16th birthday and they did an escape room. And I and they all gave me their phones and they just ran into the room to go have this, they called it like a real life experience and not on their phone. So that was the initial thought that I was like, gosh, is there a momentum that's happening here that people sort of that revenge IRL feeling of I want to go back and then being in person with people. And so I had a conversation with the folks at the Harris Poll, some terrific, brilliant marketers there. And I said, I wanted to actually quantify what is the physical return of touch? Like when you physically touch something, just like return on investment, can we develop a metric that will give us the ability to know what the value is of physically touching something? And then does that physically touching something extend all the way into print and magazines and catalog and direct mail, all the things that Quad has done in its past and continues to do? So the answer is, it does. And for younger people, it's even more strong, which is really surprising for me.
It's surprising for me, too, because they live kind of in this digital realm. I mean, I miss going to the store and touching things and knowing what they're like. But it seems like for younger people, it's different than that. They want more of an experience than just browsing in a store.
Yeah, I think that some of the research talks a lot about this, you know, the opportunity to, you know, listen, online shopping is so efficient, right? You can see something on Amazon or something you want to buy and it's on a digital screen. And yes, you can have it. But when you walk into a store and touch a sweater or you walk into, you know, and have a physical experience where you're touching something, all of your senses are engaged. It does bring me back to a book I was reading about sort of the evolution of human beings and how we evolved on the savannah and we use all of our senses to like smell a strawberry or like run from a lion, and you needed eyes and ears and all those things to survive. So we are designed to use all of our senses to enjoy, you know, the plethora of world around us. when you are limited to simply a digital screen and scrolling on a screen on glass, it really does, I guess you get vision in there for sure, but really you can't totally see how like a light might hit a sweater or what's that fabric feel like. So when you walk into a store, there's a much higher likelihood of purchasing an object. Actually, it's turned out to be 86% higher. That's essential to your purchase decisions. When you are touching something, it's a higher likelihood of buying something. So younger people, I was actually totally surprised, younger people are even more likely to engage with something physical because they want that physical experience. I actually think it's an outcome of the pandemic. They were all sort of forced to live a little bit smaller lives, and now there's this momentum back into the physical world.
You know, one of the things that the study found was that 84% of Gen Z and millennials value brands that blend technology and physical experiences. And I think of an experience that I just had with a group of middle schoolers where it was at a museum where they were physically looking at things, but they had this huge screen where we could take selfies of ourselves and then they would display the screen and we were all there together in a big group, but it was a way to blend that physical in real life experience with the digital aspect that they love.
Right. I think that's a real, you're going to see this, and the research really does touch on it a lot. The physical experience of being in a store can be accentuated. You know, you can have a much more positive experience of experiencing something in a store and having, or even a museum or anything, if it combines both the physical and the digital. But I know, and I've seen people, you know, are willing to wait on lines to go have that, you know, that togetherness moment of we're all going to go experience this store together. We're going to buy the Nintendo Switch together. So they're, even though they can buy it online and not have any of that experience, the excitement of being together does improve the actual sort of enjoyment of the moment. And that 84%, it's really Gen Z's and millennials, you know, they are, you know, in their group together, they want that physical experience. And I'm going to posit a theory that I believe that the stores that have the opportunity to engage something, you know, it's not just it could be a display, an in-store display, but an opportunity to have something that's there to engage with. I watch my daughter engage a lot on Instagram, and I feel like when she's learning to drive, and every time we get in the car, she kind of does a little preamble to like, I'm getting in the car with my dad, and we're going to go for another ride on the highway. And it doesn't really exist until it's happened on, you know, on the social media channels. And I think that there is something to that about it. It hasn't happened unless it happened, you know, on social media. But also, it's a reflection of her interest and that younger person's interest to show, I'm doing this thing in the physical world, but I want to represent it here. So your point about connecting those two dots is so very important for brands, because I believe that having those two things touch one another makes it a much more palatable and frankly interesting for younger people to come to the store as a bees to the honey, if you will.
I think the pop-up experiences are such an interesting thing that younger consumers view this as a cultural experience. And I have to wonder if this benefits in some ways niche companies maybe more than some of the big retailers.
Yeah. I think that the niche companies are, you know, they have less dollars to have a retail experience. So they are going to come up with a way to have something that's a pop-up that is, you know, if you forgive me, Instagrammable. So it adds an opportunity for real, wow, that's so amazing. I want to just go over there and take a picture of me in front of that. But then you have these, you know, moments that are cultural, you know, like, you know, collection. Everyone wants to kind of do this thing. Versus a larger big box store, they have to invent it. Now, they are both capable of doing it, but you are right. I think smaller brands will take bigger risks to get that visibility that can happen via social media and then drive more engagement and visibility to their brand. So I think about this often. The younger brands, and you know, that are not sort of, you know, in the hundreds or tens of billions of dollars space, they're more in the low 50 to $100 million, they are using social media as the avenue for earned media. That's the opportunity to get sort of, you know, PR coverage of their content.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is a way to grow your brand and have that viral moment, if you will. And this research suggests that these types of physical things offer what was in the research described as that magic. There's this magical moment where you're having a physical experience and you're capturing, of course, in your digital life. But that is the piece that people want to connect with. And I think that the smaller brands are more likely to be riskier because they have to do a stretch to get the visibility for their brand in the larger scheme, where larger brands have, 2,000 stores, and it's hard to stand up something in 2,000 stores and have it be scalable. So I think your point is absolutely correct.
That is Josh Golden, Chief Marketing Officer at Quad. Such interesting research, Josh. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
It was truly my pleasure, Megan. Thank you so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.